What's up, everybody? I'm super excited. My new book, That's Crazy. No, That's God, has officially launched. Bam, 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 bam. Listen, I just brought it back for all of y'all who've been missing the sound. But let me tell you something. This book is going to ignite your faith. You need to tell every single person you know to get the That's Crazy, No, That's God book. I'm telling you, it's going to ignite your faith. It's going to show you how to see what's already there. It's going to show you how to listen to the voice of God and be led by the Spirit into the supernatural. Not just in big moments, but in your everyday life. Because the planet's going to say, that's crazy. And you, your friends, your family, they're all going to say, no, that's God. Go get the book now. Peace. Hey, what's up, everybody? Juan Martinez, aka Dr. Love, and you've just joined us on This Is Real. Yo! Check it out, man. I'm excited about this show because I got my co-host with me, Pastor Stephanie. How's it going?
Hi, Pastor Juan. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I like having dialogue with you, you know. I like our, you know, it's interesting because I feel like we're two totally different people, and, you know, but our thinkings, you know.
Yeah, similar at times.
Yeah, similar at times. Mm-hmm. But similar, and then we a perspective, you know, the way we, yeah, I guess,
that's usually
it.
What I hear is I like, oh, I like when, you know, you yeah. have like this other perspective or something like well, that. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm just responding to what he shares.
Yeah, I it's funny because, you know, you would have, I think from all the years, a lot of times we get the, let me interpret that. You know, you were my interpreter.
Interpreter, yep.
To just the same language at that, right?
Yeah. Which is kind of
funny.
In English,
it's kind of funny. In English. So here's the thought. Anyway, how's the beginning of 2026 for you before we kind of get in?
2026 is really good. Yeah, I had a great holiday season. I feel like, you know, simple, spending time with family, you know, enjoying quality time has been great. And yeah, 2026, we started with prayer and fasting. And I feel like those are one of my highlights. You know, I feel years ago when I was, you know, basically one foot in, one foot out with the Lord, you know, he kind of just brought me back in a 21 days in prayer fasting. Yeah. And so I always really enjoy that time. And so whenever your quiet time is confirmed with either something someone shares in a devotional or something else that he reveals to you when you have that time set apart, it's just been like that for the last, you know, several days. So yeah. 2026 looks great, you know? I mean, it's definitely exciting, different, new seasons. Obviously, it's a new year, you know?
It's a new year.
But I think with growth, you know, comes good expectations, you know? Yeah. If you're growing, then you're not dead.
You are not dead. You know, my mom said that to me the other day. Cause
really?
They were, in the sense of the same concept, just a little different, when there was like, I'm having another birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, you know, because you're getting older.
Means you're still alive.
And so my mom's like, yeah, my mom said that. She goes, well, birthdays, I love birthdays. And Ruthie goes, really? She goes, yeah, I love birthdays because I'm still living.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm celebrating. She goes, the alternative is you don't have a birthday. Yep. You're not alive. So mm-hmm. I'm like, good way to look at it, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
85 is sweet when you're mm-hmm. still alive, right? And so, okay, my year kind of started, I feel like around me, a lot of things are kind of wild. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, our good friends, the Olivos, you know, their dad died, you know, just stuff that natural life occurrences, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it touches home when you kind of know these people. And, you know, you start thinking about your own parents mm-hmm. and just all this stuff. So the year just around me seemed... Personally, I feel like the fast was the best thing I could be in.
Yeah.
You know, I'm also, you know, because I'm pastoring here and also for this season, apostolically pastoring at Rise Church too. So I'm in two different, it's like two congregations
mm-hmm.
and, you know, graced, right? Because I'm like, man, how am I even, so a pastor had asked me, how are you even doing that?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't know. I still feel great.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, grace. And I'm like, absolutely. So, in my first week over there when I was fasting, I felt like I was having these moments.
Mm.
And let me tell you something. Like, so I get there the first night, because I think it all attributes to this, and I don't know if you've felt this way, but I'm believing every human has or will.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over there, and you know, usually I'm the walk by faith and not by sight guy. That's the whole that's crazy thing, right? I'm going to lean towards the side of what God is saying so that heaven intervenes my everyday life, okay? But I get natural minded when I'm getting there, and I start thinking of all the bad things per se, right? And so yeah. Ruthie checks me out. I'm in the room, and I'm like, man, now I'm with Miss Vinny, so she's awesome. You know, I'm about to do this assignment that got so that's awesome. So there's all these awesomes.
Yeah.
But I start picking the, I got an hour. I got to drive. I got an hour because I'm from Breckenridge Avenue, so I got an hour to drive. And I'm like, I start just harping on that one thing. And I guess Ruthie kind of like checks me immediately. Praise God for a godly wife. You know, she kind of looks and she's like, babe.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you doing? It wasn't, she goes, it doesn't even sound like you. I'm like, oh, I'll go what? She's like, you're already like, you haven't even left. It's not even tomorrow morning. So I was like, you're right. And you know what? I get in the car and I still feel this way. Like I get in the car and it was like me and Jesus, right? It was like the best. It was like me coming out of the best conference ever,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there and he just puts it in my heart. To look up the word root, which is the kind of definition I had said earlier. And you know me, how at one time I kind of laid back praying and I made myself a seed, you know, to kind of go in the dirt and go, I can't see, you know, and like what the seed would feel like. Well, I never really thought about roots. And so he had me look it up. And if a root could speak, it would love the storm, which is a perspective, you know, that, so God said to me, one, he said two things, to be connected, you have to embrace uncomfortability. You have to be okay with it. And I go, I'm okay with it. He said, you weren't this morning. And he goes, and look at how it turned out.
Right.
It actually turned out great. We're having a great dialogue. You know, I mean, you have just time with me and you alone. He goes, isn't that great? I was crying so profusely that I had to like pull over.
I can't see.
I've been there. This is amazing, yeah. Right? But yes, I can't see. So I pull on the side of the road and I am just weeping. I mean, weeping profusely. And I'm like, wow, God, you are so good. And I almost opted out of something that would have been so great. Because imagine, I still would have been in the car like, oh, I can't believe
same
that.
Mood and same
yes,
mood.
That complaining spirit that doesn't allow you to enter the promised land. That's like kind of what I got. So he's like, you got to be okay with being uncomfortable. And he said, to be established, you have to go through this walking by faith. Because you cannot be established unless, I think the verse that the testing of your faith produces endurance. So it's like, my faith is being tested in a time of uncomfortability, which is closer, making me closer because I'm drawing near to God. And it was such a revelation of this root going like, because if it doesn't have a storm, it doesn't widen and deepen. And I guess, you know, there was a thing that said that the plant stopped tipping over if it's rooted. And I was thinking, man, you know, a lot of people really don't need a breakthrough. You know, because I need a breakthrough. I think what they need is to be rooted and established because people are missing out. Because I could have missed out on the testing of my faith by not walking in the word and being empowered by the spirit. I just would have been like negative and complaining and, you know, hey, let's pray against the devil. When God's like, what do you mean? It has nothing to do with the devil.
Yeah.
It's me and you. And yes, you're uncomfortable, but Juan, this is where you grow. So I kind of wanted to hear your take on what, you know, kind of everything I just said. You know, do you have moments like that as well? Because I think in 2026, we're saying heaven on earth. And so we're talking about connection, which obviously your first connection to Jesus, all that stuff. But being established, your faith has to be tested. And I personally, I'm like, if it's going to be heaven on earth, then there's probably going to be a lot of uncomfortable moments, but amazing fruit, right? Because if you're rooted, then you get fruit that grows in peace. You with me? The fruit's not like worried, like, is this tree going to topple over?
Right.
It's probably like growing in peace. And so, yeah. What do you think? What do you think when you think about this stuff?
You know, it's funny because there's, on a funny note, there's also like videos of like plant people who put their indoor plants like in the shower and shake them around. They're like, you know, I'm trying to make them feel like they're in their natural habitat, you know, so that they can
really
grow. Yeah,
I'm not a plant person,
but I've seen it, you know.
That's super dope.
Yeah, so they're like creating the environment to which you're saying. But to what you're talking about, You know, I just think of the impact. I don't know. I just hear impact of having deep roots and strong roots, you know? And so, like you said, probably in the moment, if we're not rooted, the storms feel like they're detrimental, you know? But if, like you said, if I'm the root and I know that this makes me stronger, then you're embracing that almost, you know? But then I'm also thinking the result after what you're saying is the fruit, but even just the impact. Like a lot of times you'll see sidewalks that have to be, you know, built around a root because the root broke through the cement. Because it's like wherever it's rooted, there's no like rerouting roots. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
Like this,
totally.
where God has placed you, that's where you're supposed to grow. That's where you're supposed to become stronger. If he has you in a storm, then that's because there's something that he's growing deeper, you know, inside of, or growing larger in your faith and things like that. So I don't know. I just think of just the impact of being rooted. Now, yeah, the trial and the storms during may not feel as exciting for us in our natural mind, but just knowing that God does everything so intentionally and so on purpose that it's like, man, even this, you know, I can just shift a perspective. I can change my posture of speaking to people, of addressing life circumstances, of all those different things. If I realize that if I am in a storm, then there's something that God is building there, you know, that He is establishing inside of me and my faith, my life, you know, and then ultimately the impact of all of those people around you. Because it's like you look at a forest and it's the trees are big, you know, but there's also a bunch of tiny trees, tiny in comparison to other trees. But it's because they don't need that much, I guess, stature or width because there's so many of them next to each other. And so it's like they protect one another from things that can happen, like in a rainforest and stuff like
Well,
that.
yeah,
So it just reminds me even more so of like, yes, we're connected to Christ, but then also where he places us when we stay rooted, there's this community that comes around that helps protect and it helps like create an environment of growth because of the closeness, because of the proximity.
In California, you've been to the Redwoods, California? So in California, there's the Redwood Forest. And I think something that was cool there, probably the biggest trees I've ever seen in my life. Obviously, they have some holes in the bottom like that where you could actually
Drive
drive
through
on the
them.
dune and look up. And I remember like the size of this room, probably like a trunk. Imagine like a tree trunk that size, right? So I remember standing, because obviously coming from up north and seeing New York and all that. So when I, stand next to those buildings, you're like, oh, they're like mammoth. So you do the whole like, whoa, what a big building. When you stand next to those trees, you do the same thing. They look like buildings, like they're mammoth. Like you just think, like you really think, like wow, look at God. You have that thought if you have a relationship with God. If not, maybe not. But I'm like, wow, look at these trees. What I learned in the Redwoods is that all the roots in the Redwood, this is gonna be wild. The reason like they're so big and stuff is because all of these roots, go on the ground and you see these giant roots, like you were saying, they all intertwine, which makes all the trees kind of united and stronger. So you cannot, it's not easy to mess with one of those trees because they're all those roots are connected and it makes all those trees a lot stronger. Basically, the community of the Redwood Forest, they're all mammoth, they're all getting nourishment from the water. It's kind of wild how that intertwine is kind of like, and I think the body of Christ, if imagine a bunch of rooted people, all intertwined in community, I feel like it would like
Or
shake the
even picture
planet.
the opposite. I think Pastor Todd was preaching this last Sunday about, you know, showering in the Word. He gave a funny story about him, you know, being
Oh, I saw
kind
that,
of, you know, chill and lazy and not, you know, showering
couple
or whatever.
days,
But when he was talking about showering in the Word and being dehydrated, you know, of like when you're not spending time in the Word, you're just drawn back to your sinful nature. And so then I remember the pictures of that. You usually see like a lone tree, it's a desert. You know, there's never really like a lone rooted tree with greenery. It's more often than not like a lone tree is just without watering, without nourishing, without anything that keeps it alive, you know? And so I think sometimes we walk around thinking that we're rooted and that we have a connection with Christ and community, but really we're that lone tree in that desert, you know, of
Sure.
like no life.
So I wrote spiritually, this is what stability looks like. You know, I've been on this whole, this is what it looks like, this is what it not looks like, maybe the last couple of months. But so you're not shaken by every opinion, right? When there's an opinion, if you're rooted, every opinion doesn't shake you. You're not offended by every comment, right? Because at some point, you know, you're rooted in Christ, you start to see from a different place. You don't quit when things get uncomfortable. Because if you're rooted, then you don't easily quit. You know, you create this stamina, you're stable, endurance. You don't panic when God takes longer than you expect, and you don't react emotionally anymore. I feel like the more you're rooted because you've been sourcing from Jesus, abiding, connected to the tree, I feel like at some point those roots, like those really big trees, probably aren't as freaked out. Like, I think about stuff talking. The little tree that does it, right? He's like, whoa, whoa. Like, he knows he might break. But, like, one of those big trees with deep roots, he's probably not as freaked out. You know what I'm saying? He's like, my roots been through some storms. Like, I, you know, if they could all talk, I feel like they'd be like, no, my roots are deep. Like, we ain't moving. Like, it's a storm. A branch might break, but we're still gonna be standing, you know? So, you know, Psalms 1:3 says, he will be like a tree planted by streams of water. In other words, you're going to have unshakable faith. And your faith at that moment, you don't need hype to keep it going. You know, I think you were writing down some notes on your prayer time and stuff like that. Because, you know, when you think about a person with deep roots, or I was looking up also, their act, pretty much their access to nourishment is like deep. Shallow roots can't reach deep wells, you know? And at some point, if we're going to be honest, God starts to wean us off people, not because people are bad, but because they were never meant to be your source. And I think when, you know, when you're looking at Christianity, you're looking at people sometimes, like, you know, the goal is to learn how to have develop a personal relationship with God, every person, right? But I think in the beginning, maybe the smaller trees kind of try to, you know, the bigger trees, you know, you got to, you know, going to, hey, can you pray for me? Hey, can you this? Which is important as a community. But at some point, I feel like that lessens, because God becomes your source, and you might go to people when it's something like heavy, but you don't go for everything. You know, like every argument. Like, oh, I had an argument with a spouse, so I'm gonna go, hey, you know, every single one, because you're still learning, you're still becoming rooted. You know, and I think God ultimately kind of wants you to, you know, to be feeding off of scripture, for the Holy Spirit to be leading us, for our prayers to be nourished through the word and us actually praying, then, you know, that's the difference, I think, somebody that's rooted and somebody that isn't. What do you got on
No,
that?
I like what you said, just it being unmovable, you know? I think our now, you know, obviously like us not being the tree in reality, but I think how we walk that out in being steadfast and unmovable is sort of like everything internally, you know? Like you said, your emotions, your thoughts, your heart posture, like the way that you speak. And I think that's more so like the fruit that demonstrates us being established, that demonstrates us being rooted and steadfast. So that was what, yeah, in my prayer, I just felt, you know, the Lord really highlight the word steadfast. And so I looked it up too. It says spiritually grounded and unmovable person. They can hear false teaching, engage doubters, and defend truth without it shaking his own faith.
Oh, that's
And
good.
so for me, I just really thought that that was like phenomenal because my faith doesn't depend on the outside circumstances or sources.
Sure.
So oftentimes, like you said, oh man, I lost my job. Then your faith is going down. Oh man, something is happening in the economy, your faith. But it's like if I have faith connected straight to the source, then why would my faith decrease if the source doesn't change?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like identifying, if you are finding yourself in those moments of shaken faith, is that, wow, was my faith connected to a person, a relationship, a circumstance, finances, you know, a title, a ministry, like all these different things? Because otherwise, if I'm spiritually grounded, if I'm steadfast, then I can engage doubters, I can defend truth, I can even speak truth from the source of the Lord, really Christ, you know, obviously, because it's not going to be dependent on my emotions, how I'm feeling at the time, what my opinion is, or what history has shown, because there's so many things that God, like, defies the odds, you know, he all breaks routine. So it's not to say, like, oh, don't study history, or don't, you know, look at environment and circumstances, but it's saying whenever you're almost like whenever you plug something into the power source, it's pulling the power from that thing. Yeah. So if you're putting your energy source and you're connecting it to the economy, a position, a family member, a relationship, I mean, that's going to deplete at a certain point, you know, because those things are not eternal. Those things are not a renewable source. It's something that runs out and that's temporary.
Yes.
And so being connected, established, those are some of the things, you know, that I just feel that, scripture helps us plant. Scripture is the one that helps us have those roots, like you said, that are like so enormous, so like impactful.
Yes.
That it makes, it shifts. For me, it's like it shifts the atmosphere inside of you, but then it also sort of overflows to wherever you are. Mm-hmm. It should overflow in your workplace, in your relationships. Well, then
you're talking connection, right?
Yeah.
Because people, the thing is that what people don't really like is that roots grow first. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants it backwards. Everybody wants fruit without roots, you know? And that's what gets most frustrated. But remember, to be rooted, there has to be the testing of your faith. And when your faith is tested, that's when you should respond, right? With like, oh, this is what the word says, so I'm going to move by this. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit. Right. Regardless whether you, because it crushes your pride and crushes your ego and crushes your whatever. Humility, you know, at that place when you're surrendered, I feel like what winds up happening is that, you know, those roots, they probably don't get a lot of like clapping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody like would clap for like fruit, right? They're like, oh man. But you don't ever see root. Like roots are probably not announced and nobody's really posting about roots and nobody gets praise for roots because you can't see it. You with me?
And like, it's funny because when you can see it, they're so tiny and delicate before they get to that grand stature that they're overlooked. And so you might have little baby root. You know what I mean? Because I think of like in school, science class and stuff, they had you like plant the little seeds in a cup. And all you see at first with roots, just tiny little white lines. They're super fragile.
Yeah.
And so think of people who garden. I do not have a green thumb, but everyone in my family does. So I've seen it, you know?
So you're like, you have a green thumb. You just haven't put it on.
For people, maybe. Not for plants. I'll be the people gardener.
The people gardener.
But like, whenever you start, you know, like I understand the concept. I'm just not good at doing it myself. But whenever they plant it first, and it's like those roots are so fragile.
Yeah.
They're so tender. They're so delicate and they're so pliable. And if we're sitting here thinking because we're only thinking fruit, you're not realizing that those small, fragile roots are actually the thing that's going to help you become steadfast and connected.
Totally.
And so then they might get disregarded. They might not get the attention, the applause, the accolades, or the recognition.
Yeah.
But those are the things that are going to help you weather the storms that
all day long
life brings.
All day long. And it's interesting because now that you, let's say the roots, they're like deep and wide, right? Like,
someone's going to be searching the band and we're going to show up. And this is for you. roots.
The roots. Once it starts growing, because at some point, this is why I think the verse says, in due season, you will bear fruit. So like really embracing this year, those seasons of testing to know that, hey, God is with you. That's the important part when we talk about John 15 or abiding, right? Living in Christ, staying connected to the vine is so important because God works in places where nobody's applauding. You with me? I feel like that's like his best work. It's an inside job. So he will take his time to actually do that. And at some point, healthy roots always lead to fruit. Healthy
And that's
roots
the
will
thing
always lead to
that
fruit.
it's funny. People want, and it's not even for us. People always want the fruit because they're like, they think it's something that's desirable. But whenever you truly recognize why even God wants us to produce fruit, it's not for our own
No, it's for other people.
consumption. It's not for our own benefit.
Yes. Like John 15:5, as we're coming to a close, those who remain in me will bear much fruit. And I always think of this, like fruit isn't forced. And I think a lot of times, because we're not abiding, and aligning and walking in the authority that Jesus has for us, we try to like force fruit, but fruit is actually an overflow. So as you stay connected, fruit always shows up naturally. I think I was talking to you guys this morning about the Beatitudes, and I was like, where the kingdom is theirs. And he was just already talking about people who were in the kingdom and then pretty much starts doing a whole lot of will be this and will be that. In other words, those who have an identity in Christ, those who are abiding in Christ, those who are in the kingdom, who are under the king that rules and reigns, those people will be this, will be that. So it's a natural overflow out of you being under a kingdom rule. It's not something that, oh, I'm gonna do that, and you try to push that out. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We can't just like love, joy, peace, all those things. You just don't you just don't push those out on your own. Like that just comes by way of connection, almost effortlessly. Now there is the you making a decision to follow the king, right? He's like, do this, and you're like, yes, sir. And then the outcome. But I think a lot of times, when we think about that, it's like fruit is not forced. It's a natural thing based on connection. Like the fruit's not being forced, it does the roots and the tree grows. It's a I think an it's safe to say like a natural progression, right? Like you're like, oh, roots, okay, tree's coming. And then I'm sure people who do plant orchards and all that, like there's probably like, oh, it's probably the season where the fruit's gonna come out. But we wanna skip all of it, and then we try to force a fruit out, and I don't think that's good.
And I think part of that is just embracing what type of tree, if we're talking trees, God has called you to be. Because you might be an orange or a banana or a peach or whatever, but then trying to look at the other person's fruit and say, well, I want that for me, but God's called you to be this. But being okay with whatever process,
Whatever process.
Because like potatoes grow in the ground, bananas in a tree up high, but they're all producing. So it's like, be, I guess, spend the time to know who God has called you to be, where he's called you to basically be established in, and then why he has you weathering those storms, because I don't know, I think it's just perspective, whenever we look at certain things and like you said, oh, it's the enemy. No, it's just
It's just, oh no,
like
totally.
you have
We
the
put a lot of
capability.
things.
And it's just like, bro, the devil wasn't even thinking about you at that
Yeah, we,
moment,
it's
like
because we don't want
that
to
was
take
just
personal
you.
responsibility. It's easier for us to blame. It's easier for us to say, well, we don't have fruit because of this, because of that, because of this, rather than weathering the storm. It's funny because if you think of Jesus in most of the storms, he always hits them with the, oh, ye of little faith. In other words, there's a storm, your faith is being tested, and you didn't have faith in him. You did your own thing. And so now it just gets worse. Now you just kind of keep building on the sand. I think this morning somebody was talking about Jesus being the
Foundations,
rock. And you build on that. It's just great. So this year you believe you're gonna roots are going deep,
Unmovable,
unmovable,
steadfast.
steadfast.
Yeah,
Come on.
definitely.
Come on. And so thank you so much for tuning into our show. We're super excited that you've chose to be a real one and listen to us every week. Big shout out to everybody who's written us letters. They're being read, prayed for. Mm-hmm. Keep, you know, send us topics. We like to sometimes do a topic that you guys have requested. If you have family out here, you could point them to the This Is Real channel on YouTube. Tell them to send letters or put comments on like some of the topics that you would like to hear, and we'll address them to the best of our ability.
Yeah, 2026 is going to be a great year.
Great year. Heaven on earth. Year of Vav. Peace. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much to all the real ones for joining us every single week. You can be a part of the crew by following us on all our social media outlets. Also, you can write us at P.O. Box 671-626, Houston, Texas 77267. And don't forget, stay real.